Okay, good morning. Past week's Omid was Daf Tzadi in Maseches Erevin, 9th Perek. We want to start with a piece of Gemara on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. The Mechaikis Rav and Shmuel over there, which will help us fully understand the Gemara that we're going to learn today. That Pei Tes Omid Aleph, right? The first Omid in the Perek. The Mishnah had said as follows, right? Remember, there's a Machlekes in the Mishnah. The Meir Shita is Kol Gagas Heir Shus Achas. All the Gagas are Shus Achas. He has his condition, Shlohi Gagav Ayud, Nomuch Yud. Discussed that last time. But in the main halacha, Meir holds that all Gagas Heir or Shus Achas, even though the houses underneath the Gagan are Rishus Chalukais, but the Gagan are considered one Rishus. And therefore one may carry from one Gag to the other Gag without an Erev is not necessary. That's Rav Meir Shita, the Rav Meir. Chacham Amoy, Mikol Echav Echav Rishus B'tei Atzmoy. And the Chacham Organ, they say that no, that just like the Urim underneath the bias itself is Choluk, so too, Lamaila, it's also Choluk, each Gag B'tei Atzmoy. You can't carry from one Gag to another Gag. So let's see the Gemara over here by the two dots. Chacham Amoy, Mikol Echav Echav Rishus B'tei Atzmoy. The Shittas Chachomim, the each Gag is considered a separate Rishus. And without making an Erev, you can't carry from one Gag to the next. And that's why it says as follows, Itmar, Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, Rav Oma Eimet Talton Boy Elo Bedal Ramis. We're talking about Kol Gagas here. Well, we have a number of houses next to each other with Gagin near each other. And on that, Rav Meir had said that you cannot carry from one to the next. Now, as Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, what about on each Gag itself? Rav says that each Gag, you can't carry an entire Gag. You can only carry within Dal Ramas. Shmuel says that no, that according to the Chum, one Gag to the next you can't, but each Gag, each individual Gag itself, you want to carry on there. You can carry the entire Gag, even if it's more than Dal Ramas. And the Gemara goes to explain as follows. In a situation where you had Mechitzas Nikoris, where the Mechitzas underneath from the house, underneath are recognizable, so then we have the Klal of Gudasik, Mechitzas will go up, and you'll have Mechitzas, and in such a situation there's no Machlokes, everyone holds that you can carry the entire area, there's no limitation. The Mechitzas and Nikoris, if the Mechitzas are Nikor, they're recognizable, noticeable, Kuliyamale Pligi, there is no Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, everyone says that you may carry the entire thing. Ki Pligi Mechitzas and Nikoris, when is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the Mechitzas are not Nikoris? Rav Oma Eimer Talflin Boy Elam Bedal Ramis. Rav says, Rav Hushita, we started with, he holds that you can't carry more than Dal Ramis. Lo Yom Agud Asik Mechitzeso. The reason why you're limited to Dal Ramis is because you don't have Mechitzes. Right? We'll see in Rashi what the problem not having Mechitzes is. You don't have Mechitzes. Usually we say Gud Asik. If you have Mechitzes on the bottom, there's a hilchasa that we could send the mechitzas up. Right, good, the wall asik goes up. But since that the mechitzas is not in the chorus over here, not recognizable, we can't do that. Being that we don't have mechitzas, that's the cause of the limitation to the carrying on each individual gag, only daladamas. Shmuel Omer Mutatata Bakulai. Shmuel Shita is that he holds that you could carry the entire thing. The Omer Gud Asik Mechitzah. He holds that you could say, the fact that not in chorus doesn't stop us from utilizing these mechitzas. We have mechitzas. So the machlekes over here is whether or not we're able to use the mechitzas. Machlekes over the mechitzas nikoros. Mechitzas which are not nikoros could function as mechitzas. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Rav Oma Eim Metaltlin. You see that? It's around three lines down from the middle-sized Rashi's. Rav Oma Eim Metaltlin. Rabbonon Begag HaSomol Chaveray. According to the Rabbonon Shittim. Elu B'dal Ramas. Dikivon Dil Rabbonon Kol Echor Rishus La'atzmai. Rashi explains. We're talking about we have a number of roofs, number of houses next to each other, and we have the different roofs, different that belong to different people, one right adjacent to the next. Rashi is going to count down Amos. The kibun rabbanon kol echav rishus la'atzmai. Since the rabbanon sheet is that each gag is rishus by itself, and prutzin zel lazeh oisn zel zeh. Rashi explains that this is the din that if you have a shush which is poros l'mokum ha'oros also long. It's open to a place that you can't carry from one to the next. So it answers even from carrying within your rishus. The poros elze, oisin elze, have the rishus putz b'melul l'mokum ha'oros long. So this situation is such that you have a rishus which is putz b'melul. It's open entirely to a place which also we can't carry to, and like we see many times, it answers on the place itself. So therefore, in turn, each place can't carry more than Dal Amos. Not only can't you carry from one to the next, but as a result of that, since there's no mechitzas to separate it, it's parts to Mokum Oslo. That's what causes the issur. Now, like we'll see in the Gemara, because we're talking about mechitzas and nikoros, that's why you don't have mechitzas. That's why it's poros the makom asala. Shmuel says mutl l'katata b'kulosh mechitzas hamavdilas lamata. Shmuel sheet is that the mechitzas which separate the houses underneath. See the back over here. Ben had the yurin between the people who live in the house on the banner. Amrinan behu good as kinhu. The Milo, that Shmuel holds that you have mechitzas on top, with the concept of good asset. We use the mechitzas which are between the houses themselves, which the houses are made up of. We'll send them up. We have fridu b'neim, and they'll separate it. So according to Shmuel, the halacha dictates that we have mechitzas. Right? So it's not poros b'milua. In halacha, there are mechitzas over here, which are separating the shuyas. So that's why it will be mutter to carry in each one. The Gemara goes on to explain, mechitzas ha-nikoros, what a situation to be such, that mechitzas are nikoros, they're recognizable, because that would mean that we're talking about Keshen ha-batim ha-chuboren, the houses are not attached to townhouses, right? They're separate houses. V'yesh ave b'neim, and there's space between them, and mechitzas ha-batim nirin, and one who stands on the gag, looking down, could see the mechitzas of the batim. Right, so you see from Ash over here, we're talking about mechitzas and nikoros. That's what nikoros has to be recognizable. It means that someone who's standing on the gag, when he's looking down, he can notice. He'll see the mechitzas. So if you have a separate detached house, right, someone who's standing on there could see it. I mean, the places talks about, I'm trying to talk about it also, and it's not only if you have an attached house, but if you have overhangs, that could also create a problem, can make it into mechitzah shen nikoros.
Are we talking now about the house itself is the mechitzah, the wall of the house?
Wall of the house.
Not any extra fence
right,
or nothing.
Right, the wall of the
just
house.
The
and the question is to send the wall of the house up to the roof area, which has no mechitzah around it.
Yeah.
Right? And whether the roof area will have a mechitzah or not will establish its halacha whether you could carry there or not. So the Gemara says that if the mechitzahs are nikoros, she'ein abatim chubor mi'yishave b'neihem, Umechitza bat the nirin leimdim. Right. Kuli amale pligi. The next Rashi, the second line from the bottom. Kuli amale pligi. Daminim b'hu gadasik. Everyone agrees. Definitely, you'll say gadasik over here. The domu laomer b'shus haravin. Davish sayochid. This is similar to the din of omer b'shus haram. If you have an omer, you have a stand which is 10 tefachim high, by dal al dalid. Dal tefachim. That the din is that that's b'shus hayochid. What is that b'shus hayochid? Rashi says mishum good asik, because of the concept of good asik mishoich v'hale, that will pull and will bring up the mechitzes, which are the omer itself, right? 10 tefachim high. So we have mechitzes over here, and we'll extend them. That's the halacha mishum sinai of good asik, that we can extend them, and that's what makes the tap or b'shus hayochid. Because we have mechitzes, the bottom mechitzes extend up. So by mechitzes nikoros, everyone agrees that you say good asik, and therefore in our situation, if the mechitzes would be nikoros, then you'll have mechitzes. It's not part of the mokum asala, and therefore everyone would agree that it's mutter to be mitalfel b'kol hagag. When the machleik is a krashi, ki pligi b'shena mechitzes nikoros. When do they argue? When the mechitzes are not nikoros, shahagagin mechuborin yachad, u'mechasna mechitzes shaben hadiyurin. The roofs are attached. The roofs are attached, and they cover the mechitzes which are between the houses underneath, which would seem to be that even if the houses themselves are not attached, but if the way it's built is that the roofs are attached, so therefore by standing on top you can't see them like Rashi said before, that's also Mechitza she'en in the chorus. And that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, well, whether you say good asik or not. So actually I'm reading good asik, b'chagavim. Rav holds you don't say good asik in this situation because they're not in the chorus. Right? So it seems to be machlokes over here. Whether you say good asik by mechitza she'en in the chorus, and the need to have mechitzas in this situation is because being that the Rabbanon Shita is that Kol Gag is just with Miatmi, you can't carry from one Gag to the next. So the problem over here would have been the fact that the Rishus is part of the Mokom Oslo. It's open. It's totally open, right? Without any separation to a place that's also that you can't carry one to the next. And in turn, it answers each Gag from carrying on itself. Mechitzes would save us if we're able to say if there are mechitzes in between, then it wouldn't be part of the machlokes possible. And that's where the machlokes over here comes in, that we don't actually have physical mechitzes on top, but were we to be able to say good asik, then we'd have the mechitzes which would close off the area and it would not be part of the machlokes possible, that would be the heder. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether or not you could utilize the mechitzes lamata or not. This is one machlokes over here that we have. At the beginning, the paraphrase is going in the Shitas Rabbonim. Now let's, and in a case when you have a number of gags which are together. Now let's come.
The Shmuel would say that even though the gag is covering both, it's still good asik, you would say.
Right, right. The fact that I mean, there are definitely are mechitzes lamato, yeah. Right? And if there are mechitzes, so there is a concept of good asik. And he also, the fact that they're not nikoros doesn't stop us from saying good asik. Let's keep true to what he seems to be saying over here. Now let's pick up over here the Gemara of Tzad Yomer Aleph. This is a little bit more than halfway down, right after the teku. You see, the first word on the line is the urine, then it says teku, and then we pick up Gagan Hashov and Rav Meir. You see what that is?
What are the words?
The line starts with the urine.
Yeah.
Teku gagel. Okay, right after the teku. Right, this is what we want to pick up. It's up to Gemara. Gagen hashoven Rav Meir. We're talking about a situation. Gagen hashoven Rav Meir. We want to discuss. According to Rav Meir, gagen hashoven, you have a number of gagen, but if they're shoven. Right? You don't have the problem of nomoch and gavoya, which, right? So if you have gag and shav, mean that each one is within 10 tefachim of the other. So that's where Meir said in the Mishnah is rishus achas. The gag yechidi rabbonon, And if you have a singular gag, according to the Rabbanon, yeah, the Rabbanon hold that if you have gagin which are together, that's on the mission, they're Rishuyis Chalukas. We want to talk about over here in a situation when you don't have something, another gag, which would be also near it. So according to Rav Meir, that halacha is that kol gagin have din of Rishus Achas, so we could be talking about many gagin which are together. Or according to Rabbanon, gag yechid Rabbanon. The Gemara says as follows, the Machlekes. Rav Omer Mutl Tatl Bekuloi. Rav says that you could carry an entire area. Shmuel Omer Eim Metatlin Boi Ela Bedalit. And Shmuel says that no, you're limited. You can only carry Dalit Ram, within Dalit Ramas. Now the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction. Because if you see over here, the shittas are switched around, the opposite from what we just had before. Now, before we ask the contradiction, we'll just see a couple of Rashis over here. Zok Rashi. You see where that is? It's three lines down from the middle-sized Rashis. Gagan HaShoven. She'ein bohen gagavoy mechaveri asoro. And is that you have you don't have a height difference from one gag to the next tens fochim, which would create a problem according to a mayor. We want to stay clear of such a thing. That's what it means gag and hashoven. It doesn't necessarily mean that mamish shoven. Right? And you have many roofs which are together. According to a mayor, we could discuss when you have many of them. It's all considered rishus achas. Lera mayor is a crash. Mashvuhu kula chodesh shu, so that he considers them all as one rishus. Well, they don't answer on each other. So contra mayo, we could discuss when you have many gagin, because our interest is that we want to talk about a rishus achas. And if you want to talk in rabbanon shita, this discussion that we're about to have now, we have to be talking about a gag yechidi. Sheni some of achirim. Now that's not near something else. Rabbanon leka deleisra. There's nothing that's going to answer on it. So this machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Shita was mutl tafel bekulay, and Shmuel says aim a tafel by el bedalit. Only four. On that Rashi asks a question. V'hod om Rav Meir v'shus achas hein. Rashi asks, I mean that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah called kol gagas hein v'shus achas. But Meir Shita is that the v'shus achas. Apparently v'shus achas means that you could carry the entire area. And then Rashi says that according to Shmuel, we'll have to translate the Mishnah a little bit differently. When the Mishnah says Rishus Achas Hein, what it means is a taltal beiz ames bezeh or beiz ames bezeh. Rishus Achas means that you may carry one to the next. That's what it means, because according to Rabbanon, the Rishus Chalukah, you can't carry one to the next. So the point of Rishus Achas means that the one rishus, right? You know, you could have translated the mission means that you could pick up your kli from here and walk, you know, across the entire area, right? But according to Shmuel, you can't do that because you can only carry Dalet Amos. So then, what does Rav Meir mean when he's saying rishus achas? So on that, Rashi tells us that at this point of the Gemara, the point of rishus achas means that you don't have the issur of carrying from one to the next that you would have had on two different shoes. You can't, even if it's so small, even if you carry within the Aladams, you can't carry from one shoes to the next by the mere fact that it's two different shoes. So that's what the Rishus Achas means. But in Achanami, you can't carry along the whole thing. Even on one itself, you can't carry more than the Aladams.
Why not?
We will see in the Gemara in a moment. Right? Rashi says, Bitamayu. The Rav Shmuel and Farshav Oslo, and the reasonings for Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara itself will speak out. Okay, we want to know, right? That's the Gemara. Let's see. And now let's see back in the Gemara. Kasha, the Rav Adarav. And that the Gemara says that this is a contradiction to the Rav that we just had before. The Rav that we just had before. Itmar, Rav Omar, You're limited to Dalet Amos in this. That was Rav Shita before. Rav over here, by Yos is saying, they keep him Talta Bekulai. Kasha the Rav Adrav. On that, the Gemara answers, Hosom loy minkra mechitzta, hocha minkra mechitzta. On that, the Gemara says as follows, that the reason before, the Gemara explained, why was it the Rav said, in the previous piece of Gemara, that you're limited to Dalet Amos? Because it was loy minkra mechitzta. Since it was like minkra mechitzta, you couldn't say good asik. And being that you couldn't say good asik, so it was poros lamokam ha'asolo. That's what we saw over there. Over in our case over here, hocha minkra mechitzta. In our situation over, it's minkra mechitzta. According to the Rabbanon, definitely so. It's a gag yechidi. Right? It's a singular house with a singular gag. And according to Rav Meir, that it's talking about that there are many near each other, but the mechitz that we need to develop, since Rav Meir holds that it's Rishus Achas, so all we need to do is develop just a mechitza on the outside, so that will have. And as in the previous piece of Gemara, we're talking in the Shittas Rabbanon. Shittas Rabbanon hold that each bais is a separate Rishus. So then, being that the houses are near each other, gagging near each other, so then it's mechitz shen nikoros, because the mechitz that we need should be, each gag should have its own set of mechitza. So from the fact that the mechitzas are near each other, that's what made them end in nikoros. But in this case over here, we're going according to a mayor. Mayor holds that all these gags are rishus achas. So what we need over here for mechitza, the outer walls of the house could facilitate the mechitz that we have. We don't need the mechitzas in between. That's why over here it's a situation of mechitzas hanikoros, and that's why Rav holds that you have the mechitzas that you need, and therefore it's mutl tafel kulay. Let's see the Rashi. Okay, we'll take Rav separately and Shmuel separately. Zok Rashi, kasha de Rav ad Rav. Remember, the contradiction is stira in Rav. Dom Rav la'el. Rav said, before the piece of Gemara that we just learned, Begag and Hashav in the Rabbonon, the Asri Adodin, that Rav said before, that previous piece of Gemara, Gag and Hashav, that they asked on each other, and Rav said that you cannot carry more than Dalet Amos. Almo, lo yomar gur asik, mechitz shebeinem, liyais mevdolos. See from over there, that was the discussion that Gemara, that you can't say good asik, since they're not nikoros, can't say good asik. Hochanami begagen hashoven l'Rav Meir. So too over here, that gagen hashoven, attached roofs, according to the same cases they had in the Rabbonin over there. Nehi nami dahai lo yosar achavrein. Let it be. We know that before we were talking in the Shitas Rabbonin. And over here we're talking according to Rav Meir. And according to Rabbonin, they're a separate Rishus. According to Meir, it's one Rishus. But that's not going to help us over here. Nehi nami dahai lo yosar achavrein tuchad rishusa mash v'luhu. That's true that each gag won't ask on the other gag. That's not the issue over here, because it's considered one Rishus. The Chod of Rishus, Mashvilahu, Mihu, however, B'nei Rishus HaRabim, Ha'yveres Lefneim L'achreim, Ulitzide HaChitzenois, Amai Le'asri Alayu. This is what the Mora means to ask. And Rashi is pointing out over here, that you don't have the same, when the Mora is asking, that the same way he asks this, you should ask it over here. Rashi says that the truth is you don't really have the same way to answer over here as you have over there. Over there, in both cases we're talking about, you have a number of roofs that are attached. However, over there we're going according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that each roof is a separate Rishus. So each roof will answer on each other unless you have a mechitza in between. A mechitza sheni karas in between. So that's why each one answers on the other. But according to the mayor, all these gagan have a din of Rishus achas. It's really mutter to carry from one to the next. So therefore, one gag is not going to answer on the other one. So it doesn't bother me the fact that I don't have mechitz in between. Right? It's not poros makom ha'asala, it's poros makom ha'mutula. So what does the Gemara mean to ask over here? Why does the Gemara see that there's a contradiction over here? What's the basis let it be that you have no mechitzas, right? That's the basic Gemara's kasha, right? The Gemara's asking that you have no mechitzas, but for Rashi, I don't need mechitzas. So that's what Rashi explains over here, that what the Gemara means to ask is, is that the area which is right near this complex over here, I have all these houses attached, but right near them, the Gemara is assuming that you have Rishuyas over here, or Rishus Arabim, or Karmelis, and that Rishus should aser on them. Let it be that they won't aser on each other, but if you don't have a machitza, which is dividing the entire roof area, let it be one Rishus from the Rishus Arabim, which is near, then that'll aser, because now it's porous, l'makom ha'asalom. That's what Rashi's saying over here. Mihu b'nei Rishus Arabim, ha'veres nefneim, l'achreim, why doesn't that aser? Holeka mechitzis legagin. You don't have the gag itself. Doesn't have mechitzis. No physical mechitzis. There's nothing. No on the gagin itself. Umechitzis tachtoinos amarav lemahani lehu. And the mechitzis underneath, Rav told us before, that doesn't help. That's the basis of the Gemara's question. V'chein begag yichidi l'rabbanon. And Rashi explains. And the Gemara's contradiction, therefore, will follow also even according to the Gag Yechidi, Rabbanan, similarly, that the same thing, it should parts of Makam Ha'asala, the place which is outside the area. So even though according to Rav Meir, the whole Rishus, all the Gagan is one Rishus, according to Rabbanan, it's the Gag Yechidi, right? So there's no problem of one gang to the next, but the Gemara's problem is it's parts of the Makam Oslo. If you don't have mechitzas, so it's parts of the Makam Oslo, which is the Rishus Rabim, or the Rishus, which is near the house. And that the Gemara answers, Umishani, Hosam begagal gag leamrin good asik, to loy minkira mechitzta. That over there, the reason why I couldn't use the mechitzta, I couldn't say good asik, because over there, what I needed to use was the mechitzas between houses. In the Shitz Rabbonin, each gag is a separate rishus. So I need to separate one gag from the next, being that the houses are attached. So the mechitzas are not nikoros. That's why I had the problem. I don't have mechitzas.
I'm sorry. Why, if the houses are attached, is mechitzas not nikoros?
So Rashi told us before, when we saw, that Rashi told us what Mechitzas Nikoros means, this is a Rashi on Peites Omer Aleph, three lines from the bottom.
Omer Aleph?
Yeah, Omer Aleph, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rashi is explaining what Mechitzas Nikoros are. You see that? The Mechitzas Nikoros, She'en Habatim Mechuborim, the houses are not attached, which Avre Beneim, and you have this ear space between the houses, Mechitzas Habatim Nirin Lo'im Din Al Hagag, and the mechitzas of the house are noticeable from someone who's standing on the roof, kishim stakim tachalim, when they're looking down. And so this is what mechitzas nikoros means. When you're standing on top and looking down, you can see the mechitzah. So if you have attached houses, you don't have that, right? That's the mechitzah, not nikoros.
The mechitzah is the house itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So in answering this contradiction, the Gemara tells us that being that Shitas Rav was that by Mechitzas She'en any chorus, you can't say Kuras, you can't send out the Mechitzas on top. So that's only a problem over there, that we were going in Shitas Rabbonon. The Rabbonon hold that each Gag is a separate Rishus by itself. So we have to separate the Gagin. So we need to send out Mechitzas between Gag and the Gag. Being that the houses are all attached, it's mechitzas any chorus, so that's why you couldn't say good asik. That's why it asked it over there. But over here, in the case when the gagan are attached, we're talking contra Meir. Meir holds it's all rishus achas, so they don't ask it on each other. So we don't need to send out the mechitzas in between the houses. The issue is just to send mechitzas on the outer area. That's ready. Those mechitzas are any chorus. Let's see Rashi. Let's see it again. Umishani, you see that Rashi over there? Umishani, the more answers, Hosam ben gag legag leamrin good asik. Over there, the more before, between gag legag, we couldn't say good asik. Leaminkur mechitzto. The mechitzas are not nikoros, not recognizable. Shehen mechusis begagin. They're covered with the roofs. Hilkach, kivan the Amr Rabbanon, yesh chiluk reshuyis, since Rabbanon Shita is, that is chiluk reshuyis, each gag is set reshuyis by itself, l'may lo, on top, tzcholok, v'god asik nami b'chihani le'amri, and to save it, to give us mechitzes, we can't do, because you don't say good asik in the situation. That's why, harehim prutzen kolechad, that's why without having mechitzes, if we assume according to the Rabbanon Shita that each gag is a reshus b'fnei atzmo, and we can't send up the mechitzes with good askas and not nikoros, so that's why each gag is post machum asala, so that's why you can't carry in any place more than dal amas. The figure hustle taftul boy. Aval hocho, the next rashi, aval hocho mechitzes minkiron. Over here, mechitzes are recognized, but karmin bu good askas, and over here we could say good askas. Hilkoch, the mayor, the mashal hocho, the reshuso. According to Reb Meir, even in the case when you have many houses which are attached, but since he considers them one rishus, leka de leisar, there's nothing to ask her. The hamechitzes chitzaynis islahu, outer mechitzes. The only thing which could have possibly asked was the rishus harabim outside the house area. That you have mechitzes. The hamechitzes chitzaynis islahu v'havel kulu kechad gag mukaf mechitzes. And therefore, we'll view it as one gag, which is mukav mechitzes through good asik. V'chein gag echid rabbanon, and similarly, the case of the singular gag according to the rabbanon.
According to the rabbanon, how do you know that these are separate gags? If you're not bringing up the mechitzes,
according to the rabbanon,
yeah,
where are you? When in the case when you have a number of gagin attached, so that's the more before, right? That's the more before. Now, what's your question?
How do you know they're individual? If it's open to the next one, which would answer it, what's the next one? What gave you the individual rishis? If you don't see the
what do you mean that the individual rishis?
No, I'm sorry, not individual rishis, individual. Yeah, it's an individual choice.
I mean, we were talking about that. Okay, right.
So how do you look underneath if it's not the walls from underneath?
I'm not following. You're asking on the Gemara and the Pei Tes over here?
I want to understand the Rabbon.
If we say
that we're not looking, that the mechitzas are not naked, then what to separated into individual lots. Maybe it's just all one open area, like the mayor. How do you separate?
No, because the mechitzas definitely are considered mechitzas for the bottom. Mechitzas she'en nikoros is only a limitation in good asik.
Right.
So therefore, the bottom area, the bottom definitely are separate.
Yeah.
Are separate reshuyos.
Right.
Right. And that really was the machlokes, the fact that this gag is a gag for this bias, and this bias is a separate area,
right?
So that's what would relate. I mean, each gag is intrinsically related to its house, right? It's not, you know, right? So therefore, since the bottom on the bottom definitely are separate rishuyos, right? That's definitely. So shitas rabbanon is that therefore the bottom on the gagim on top are therefore also, just like the bias is a separate rishuyos, the gag on top relates to its house, and it takes on a din of its own rishus. So it doesn't need its own mechitzas in order to become a separate rishus. By the mere fact that it's the gag of the house underneath, that's what gives it its din of its own rishus. That's what the shitzah chomim is based on.
Without any walls.
Right. It doesn't need walls.
So why were we looking for the walls before?
What we need walls now for is that now that the Rabbanon Shita is that it's a separate Rishus, so you can't carry one to the next. Whenever you're open to an area, so then you can't even carry in your own Rishus more than Dal Amos, right? That's what. So the purpose of the Mechitzas over here would be to make that it's not part of the Mokam Oslo, right? It's closed to the Mokam Oslo, and therefore you're okay, you could carry in the entire area. That's what we would have wanted to do.
Thank you.
So this piece of Gemara, this piece of Gemara, is the Gemara asks the contradiction in Rav, and the Gemara answers the contradiction by saying that the previous Gemara, where Rav said that you can only talk to the Dalet Amos, the Mechitzas are not Nikoros. Over here, the Mechitzas are Nikoros. Tosfos, there's a small Tosfos over here, which just gives us a little flavor in what the assumption of the Gemara was. You see this Tosfos Kasha Derav Derav, right by the bottom where the Gemara itself ends. On the Omer, you see, is a small Tosfos Kash Derav Derav, the contradiction in Rav himself. Tosfos says, "The Salka Daitach the Beloy Minkar Mechitza Ayri." The Gemara, in asking the question, is assuming that in this over here too, that the Mechitzas are not Nikoros. Right? And Tosfos wants to know why are we making that assumption over here? I mean, you know, you're making an assumption, you're making problems. Right? Don't make an assumption, and you don't have a problem. So the Gemara obviously had some reason why the Gemara thought that that's what the case over here should be. So on that place it says, "Tesaka daitach de beloy minkar mechitza ari." The Gemara originally assumed that it's specifically speaking when the mechitzas are not nikoros. Why? The im minkar mechitza, because if the mechitzas are minkar, loy hayushmul oimer ematavle la alba arbo, that Shmuel would have never argued. So the Tosfos explains that the reason why the Gemara is truth is, as far as Rav himself is concerned, we wouldn't have really had any contradiction. We could have easily said what the Gemara actually does end up saying is that there is not Nikar, here it is Nikar. The reason why the Gemara assumed that we're talking about Mechit Shein Nikaris is because Shmuel over here says he can't be Mekat Tafel only in Dalet Amos, and you know what could the Issa possibly be over here. So that's why the Gemara assumed that it was a mechitza she'en any koros. And as far as this is concerned, right, I mean, we'll definitely be having a contradiction, right? And that's, you know, basically what it is. But as far as this machlok is over here, the reason why Shmuel would answer is because the mechitza is not any koros, and you have the similar kind of problem that we had before. That mechitza she'en any koros, you can't say good answer, can only pause the makom asula. Right? So in understanding Shmuel, the Gemara was able to assume that we're talking about mechitza she'en any koros. And fine, and the machlokes over here would have been whether mechitza she'en any koros, you could say gadaskanan, which is exactly the machlokes that we had before. Only problem is that's backwards, right? That, you know, Shmuel's in Rav Shita and Rav Shmuel Shita, right? That's basically what the Gemara is asking, right? So that's what Tosfos explains what the Gemara is. And according to this, then once the Gemara answers that the mechitza over here are any koros, then the truth of the matter is then we have to really need an explanation for Shmuel in the first place. Right? Because the assumption was, because we need that to understand Shmuel, even without the contradiction. Now that the Gemara answered that we're talking about, in this case, the Mechitzas Anikaros, so now it really should be that even without the contradiction in Shmuel, but there's no understanding in Shmuel himself right over here. Right? And we'll see, that will answer the Gemara. The Gemara is going to, when the Gemara answers the contradiction in Shmuel, the Gemara is going to introduce another reason why it's also not necessarily because of a problem of parts of Makom Asula. Let's see. Now the Gemara goes further. Zot the Gemara, as far as Shmuel is concerned. Kasha the Shmuel as a Shmuel. We have a contradiction in Shmuel. Shmuel in the previous Gemara said that you can be Matatal Bakula. That was Shmuel Shita. And in this Gemara over here, Shmuel saying, "Ein matav ma'el b'dalit." And that the Gemara says as follows: "Hosom loy have a yaisim beis hosayim. Hocho have a yaisim beis hosayim." On that, the Gemara answers as follows: that the reason why Shmuel asks over here, the problem over here is because you have mechitzas. You could say good asik. That's not the problem. The problem is that we know that we had before, that the din of a karfif, which is Yosef Mesasayim, so then the mechitzas that you need already have an additional condition that you need to be hukaf ledira. Right? That the mechitzas have to be there for living purposes. And that the Gemara says, v'hane mechitzas lemato avidan, l'mayla le'avdinan. The mechitzas that we have over here are made for the bottom. True, good asik is going to send them up over here, definitely, even according to Rav, we're standing up the mechitza b'gedasik. However, that in order to give the mechitzas a din of hukaf ledira, that Shmuel holds that if you use a mechitza b'shal which were built actually for the bottom, and just because of a hilchus of gedasik, you're sending them up, then you're not going to have the milah of hukaf ledira. There'll be a difference in the chashivas of the mechitzas down there and up here. Right? And when you go up, you're going to lose. The mechitzas down there have a mile of hukaf ledira, but up here you have mechitzas, but not hukaf ledira. So therefore, if the area on top is more than base sign, which requires mechitzas hukaf ledira, then you're not going to be able to carry.
Why is it dependent on it being base sign? The fact is, a gag is a different tashmish than what you have down below.
No, this is the regular din of kafiyas and
misasayim, right? But in reality, the gag itself is not the same. It's not the same use as what we have down below. So the walls, you don't live on the roof. You have tashmish out of, but it's not the same. It's not hikafadid in any case. So why do we need
these walls? These walls definitely are hukafadir, right? The walls on the bottom there,
below,
right?
Yeah.
Below. Now the question is, through the hilchos of good asik, does the full milo benefits of these walls present themselves on top also? And if I was hukaf ledira on the bottom, so now I did good asik, I'm considered hukaf ledira on top. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel holds no. That good asik is an imaginary mechitz. It's fine, but you can't view them as hukaf ledira. So therefore, if the size of the area is such that requires hukaf ledira, so you don't have that. So you have mechitz, it's fine, right? But like we had many times, you could have a situation where you have real walls around the area, but if it's not hukaf ledira, whatever the different situations, what makes something not hukaf ledira, so you can't carry it. That's the din of karf, it's
mesa sayim. And when it's less than the base of sayim?
Less than mesa sayim, you don't need the condition of hukaf ledira. So therefore, as long as you say good asik and you have the mechitis up there, then you're okay. Right? So that's what the Gemara means over here. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. So let's just cheshbin and like this, because it really has to do with the machlekes remain rabbanan as follows. That we're talking about a whole bunch of gagim, right? So because of the collective area of all the batim, that's what's making it that it's more than base sasayim. So mele is a difference like this. That according to Reb Meir, who holds that it's all one rishos, being that it's all one rishos, so now you have an entire area which is more than base sasayim, and the mechitzas that you're using are mechitzas of good asik. These imaginary mechitzas, and therefore they don't have the milo of hukaf ledira, even though downstairs they are hukaf ledira, but that's not going to extend up here through the din of good asik. So what you have is an area which is yoytzei misasayim, that's not hukaf ledira. That's why Shmuel says that you can't carry more than dalet amos. In the previous Gemara over there, we're going according to the shittas chachamim. Chachamim say that each gag is a rishus b'fnei atzma. So over there, since Shmuel holds that mechitzas she'ein in the chorus, you say good asik. So when you send up the mechitzas, so each guy has his own separate mechitzas. Each individual guy is less than base asayim. So even though it's not hukaf ledira, but I don't need hukaf ledira, so that's a base asayim. Now, even though over here we're also talking about a gag yechidi according to the Rabbanon, but this is what the Rishonim speak out, that's what the Gemara means, that the gag yechidi is dumya to the large area of Gagin that the Gemara talks about in Reb Meir. And therefore, we're talking about that the Gag Yechidi is the same size. And that's what's going to be over here. Right? So this Gag Yechidi is Yoysim Meisasayim, similar to that of this Kama Gagin, according to Reb Meir. And the problem over here, like we're saying, according to Shmuel, is a new problem. Right? So let's just Cheshnei, so same before that Tais explained to us that the Gemara originally started out. Shmuel says it's also. Why should it be also? That's why we assume that it must be a problem. Mechitas she'ein in chorus. On that the Gemara, but that definitely would be a contradiction to before. So on that the Gemara, right, and the Gemara even answered according to Rav that they are in the chorus over here. So the according to what the Gemara is saying now, so there's a new reason. Problem is not a problem with mechitas she'ein in chorus. No, Shmuel doesn't need any chorus. Right, that's not the issue over here. The issue over here is that the size of the area is more than base of same, And Shmuel holds that by saying good asik, the mechitzas on top don't have the condition of hukuf l'dira, even though they are hukuf l'dira on the bottom. But good asik is not going to give you that mile in that mechitzas, and mechitzas on top. So that's why on top Shmuel holds that you left with mechitzas in the koras, or you left with mechitzas that are not hukuf l'dira, and that's why you're limited to be metatl only dal amas.
According to Shmuel, if it was owned by an individual, right, but there were separate rooms in the house, would he still say that we're not saying good asik, right?
So let's I lost you one more time.
Let's say the total roof is a beis asayim,
okay,
and it belongs to a yachid,
right?
Right. So we're going according to the rabbanan now. Right, but it's all one owner.
Right,
right. So if underneath there were different rooms belonging to the yachid, would we say good asik to cut it down to less than a beis asayim?
No, well, then that would be like Rav Meir, right? That would be similar to Rav Meir.
But Rav Meir says that even though there's different.
Right. Even though there are different rishus on the bottom, definitely, but on top it's all also one rishus, right? Then you know he doesn't.
Right. So,
Like we're saying, what does Rav hold over here, right? Shmuel tells us, Mor now brings up a new problem. Mor just discussed, according to Rav, that over here you don't have the problem of before because over here the mechitzas are nikaras. Okay, fine. So at that point, you know, we're okay. But now the Gemara tells us why Shmuel's matter over here. He asks us over here. Zatmon, there's a new problem over here. We're talking about that. Yesen beis asayim, when you hook a fledira, and good asik is not going to give us hook a fledira. So what does Rav hold as far as that's concerned? So the cheshbon should be that Rav holds, and we have a new machlekes over here, that Rav holds that if the mechitzah is on the bottom of hukuf l'dira, so using the principle of good astik, you'll get the full benefits of the mechitzah downstairs. If the hukuf l'dira downstairs, so on top, through good astik, would also have the chashigas of hukuf l'dira. Therefore, even though the area is more than beis asayim, you're okay because it's hukuf l'dira. Rashi doesn't speak it out right over here, but Rashi, if you turn to Rashi Omid Beis, here's what Rashi speaks out. You see, on the second line, Maishna Megag Yechidi, was asking a question, but if you, we'll pick up from this Rashi, how Rashi explains, To Omar Rav, Afila Rabbona Mutala Talta Bekuloi, Vafilu Yoisem Ebeis Sasai. Right? This is us. Right? Agag Yechidi, which is Yoisem Ebeis Sasai, you can Talta Bekuloi. The kiva the mechitzas l'dira na. So since the mechitzas underneath, right, were built for dira, afal pi shelo l'dira smaylo osom, even though they weren't made for dira on top, ki amrina behu good asik, but when we say good asik, have kehekev l'dira, that will make it hukuf l'dira on top. Right, this is what Rashi explains. Right, this isn't explained the Morris Kasha over here. Rashi just fills us in something that wasn't clearly explained before, Shitas Rav. Okay, so what we have over here, complexes like this, is that there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the din of good asik. Right? In 2 points, they argue, and their machlekes is, in one case, Rav is lahokel, in one case, Shmuel is lahokel. When you're saying good asik, so the first machlekes we had, that could you say good asik by mechitzah she'en in the chorus? That was the first question over there. Could you even consider that you have any form of mechitzas? Rav Shita was that if the mechitzas are not nikoros, he can't say good asik. So even though you know the area is less than beis asayim, wherever it is, you don't have any mechitzas on top over there. Now, if you don't have any mechitzas on top, so the problem that you're going to have is even if not beis asayim, you pour it to the mokum also. That was the problem that you had over there. That there's a second issue that even in a situation when you could say good asik, I point to Shmuel, even if they're not nikoros, according to Rav, when they are nikoros, but there's another issue that if the area that you're sending the mechitzas to is more than beis asayim, so then you have the requirement of hukuf l'dira, and this is where the second machlek is presents itself, that mechitzas which are made out of a good asik, that means there's really no mechitas on top area, just on the bottom. You're sending them up. Do I have the mila of hukuf ledira? They're built, they were made for dira on the bottom, not on top. So do I say that, well, as long as it's a din of good asik which sends up the mechitas, so whatever mechitas, whatever cheshivas they have down here, they'll have up there, and they'll have the mila of hukuf ledira, that's Rav Shita in our Gemara. And Shmuel says that no, you'll send them up, fine, but that to be considered hukuf ledira, on top, they're not. And therefore, if there's a requirement on top that you should need hukuf ledira, because it's more than Mesa Zayim, then it's not going to help you, and you're going to be limited to Dal Ramas.
So he's comparing a gag to a carpet.
Right. Right. Now, Tosis makes a little point about that. I'm not going to go into it right now. Once you brought that up, right, we'll see that it's not totally like that, because then we might have other problems. But in this aspect, yeah, right. He's relating the din of a gag to a karfev.
Because later on, the chachamim are comparing mobi to karfev.
Yeah. Okay. This is the Tosis. I think this is what you're mentioning over here. Tosis. Showing them that they talk about this. Yeah, right. This one over here, that one after the Hocha. That is this. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's a few more minutes we have over here. Let's just start the next piece of Gemara. Itmar Sfina. We're going to discuss a machlekes Rav and Shmuel concerning a sfina, a boat. Rav on mutl tata b'kulu shmuel ha'em etatlin b'el b'dalet. A boat. How much could you be metatl in this area? So the Mor says as follows. Rav on my mutl tata b'kulu deho ikah mechitzta. You have mechitzas. Right? I mean, the boat has walls. You have mechitzes. So therefore, you could be metaltal b'chulu Shmuel Omar, ein metaltal el ba'aba amas. You could only metaltal for amas. Mechitzes lavriach mayim asuyas. That these mechitzes of a sfina are not considered hukuf ledira, lavriach mayim. In a sfina, we view the chashivas of the mechitzes just to keep the water out, not for dira, living inside, and therefore it's not hokaf ladira, and therefore you're limited to dal ramis. Now this, like we just saw before, that the problem over here is only hokaf ladira, mechitzes you do have. So therefore we're discussing over here if it's more than beis hasayim. If this sfina was less than beis hasayim, then Shmuel would be masking that it's mutter, because I don't need hokaf ladira. This is what Rashi says over here on the bottom. Rashi alludes to this. I think we skipped the Rashi from before. Okay, we'll have to let it go because we're running a little late now. But I'm sorry, I should have said that Rashi in the answer of the contradiction in Shmuel. Let's just see over here, bottom line. Mutal tafel b'kula. Yeah, that's the point, right? Rashi makes over here that Rav is, because this really is the issue over here. If it's Yosem and Beis Hasayim, Rav holds that the mechitzas of a sfina are considered hukuf ledira. On that Shmuel says, no, it's levriach mayim v'loy ledira. V'loy ledira. Let's just see one line over here. Skip a few lines in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Omar Rav Gidlo Marav, Arbchia, Omar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Moide Rav Shem Kofal Piyush Ein Metatlin Be'el Ba'arba Amos." The Gemara says that with the boat to be turned upside down, and you want to be metatlin on the top, which doesn't have the actual mechitzas over there, then Rav agrees that you're limited. And that the Gemara says, Kofol amai. That what was the purpose of turning over the boat? Ilay melodot tachteho. if you're doing it in order to live underneath this area now, Maishno Megagechidi, why is it any different than Gagechidi? Which we just saw the Rashi explains that being that by turning it over now, your purpose is for living. So therefore, the mechitzas on the bottom are ladira. So Rav's principle, you'll say gurasik, it'll have the milo of hukaf ladira. So even on top, you should be able to carry it, carrying on the tar area. El adimar says shakaf lezayvso. You turned it over in order to do repairs, to tar it, right? So therefore, when you're turning it over now, it's not for living purposes. Now, let's see the Rashi over here. Shekovsa l'zayvsa, Rashi says, Shebitul mechitzi seha mitoyraz dira, that by turning over the boat, so you're sort of resetting up the mechitzis, it's botul mitoyraz dira, the in and out is Kolzman kfiyoso loyladiras mylon loyladiras matan, because in this position, it's the walls are not facilitating any kind of dira. V'havak omer ba'almo v'chiyamin behu got asked to have a heck of yesem mitzvah same shle hook of the dira of karmelsi. And now this Rashi would seem to say that when you turn it over, so there's no hekef ladira at all, right? At all. And therefore, even on the bottom, you can't be metaltal if it's base of sayim, right? Even if you're actually in the mechitza area, but since in this position it's not ladira, so even when you actually have the walls, the real walls there, but you lost the mile of hukah ladira in the walls itself, and therefore you can't carry only dalet amos. There's a diik in the Rosh that the Beis Yosef makes, if you see in the Rosh over here, see this last thing over here, I'll mention, in the Rosh, you see there's a Rosh over here, in the ninth perek, perek chi, simen beis, you see where it is?
It's Marsvina.
Right, it's Marsvina.
Ninth perek what?
Right, it's in Simen Beis. See the beginning of the ninth perek? Ois Aleph and Ois Beis. It's Marsvina. Right, it's Marsvina. The more brings down. It's Marsvina. Rav Amam Batal Tata Bekula. Afili Yisem Beis Asayim. Doha Yikam Mechitzes V'chosh V'mokul Adir. That's Rav Shira. Shita Shmuel Om. Eim Takam Ba'el Abba Amis. Why? Mechitza v'rech mai masuyus lechosha mukav ladira, fine. V'chasak rav. Oh, umoy the rav. Umoy the rav shem kof al pia lizoivso she'em betatlin al gabo. Right? The Beis Yosef makes a deek over here that the problem is only al gabo. Needs a little explanation how to explain that. Right? But he seems to be saying it's meduyik lechar in the Rosh, that even if you turn it over lezavso, you don't lose the mile of hukaf ladira in where the mechitzas are on the bottom. It just affects that Rav usually holds them. You say good asik, you'll send up the mile of hukaf ladira. In this situation, since in the position that it's right now, it's lezavso, so in this situation, you're not going to have the mile of hukaf ladira on top. But it's meduyik from the Rosh, so the Beis Yosef, that is only prime on the top, but not on the bottom. The bottom is still considered a hook of the deer. L'chor, not like Rashi.